Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Tov. We are on the top of page 534. Simen Tov is Mishe Yoshev Lo Baderech Lanuach, one who sat on the road to rest, Velo Yodo Im Hu Batchum Im Lav, and he didn't even know if he was in the Tchum or not. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mishe Hayabo Baderech Likones Le'ir, one who was traveling down the road, and his goal was to go inside the city, the Yoshev Baderech Lanuach, and then he sat down on the road to rest, V'choshcholo, and it became dark on him, it became Shabbos. V'lo yoda shehu batchum ha'ir. He didn't realize that he was right now in the tchum of the city that he was going to. V'achakach motza atzma b'tchuma. Afterwards he found out and he realized he was in the tchum. So the din is kona shvisa ba'ir. He's kona his shvisa in the city that he was not yet in, but he was going towards. V'nichnas l'socha b'shabbos, and he can go into the city on Shabbos. U'mahalich es kula v'chutzala alpaim amlokol ruach, and he can walk freely throughout the city. Plus he can go 2,000 amos from the city in all directions. And that's because he was planning on going towards the city. Avol im lo hayadaito l'kones l'medina zo, but if he was not planning to go to this medina, meaning to this city, Kona Shvisa b'mikomo, so then he's Kona Shvisa in the place where he was when Shabbos started. Umisham yeshlo alpayim amal kuruach, and then from there he has 2,000 amas in all directions. V'imkolim alpayim amam b'mikom shvisaso b'chatzya ir, and if his tchum of 2,000 amos ends in the direction of the city, in the middle of the city, eino mahalich b'ir yosei mechatzya, he cannot walk past half of the city. So he gets 2,000 amos from where he is. If the 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city, that's where his tchum ends. The Ramah says, "V'hu adinim hoya b'daito l'kanes l'ir." The same din would be true if he planned on going into the city. V'omar shvisasi b'mekomi, but he said the words, "My shvisa is in my place where I am now." Nami din ahochi is going to have the same din that his tchum will be where he is now and not in the city, even though his plan was to go to the city. So says the Mishabura Sifkat and Aleph, a person was going down the road, planning to go into the city, and it became Shabbos. V'lo yoda shehu batchum ha'ir. He did not realize he was in the tchum of the city. Says the Mishabura, v'afilu niskaven likno shvisa b'mokom hazeh. Even if his kavana was to be kona shvisa in this place, because he did not realize he was in the tchum of the city, even so, he's kona shvisa in the city itself. So katan beis, kona shvisa ba'ir. Kevan shemitchila haya b'daitu likones l'ir. Since his original kavana was to enter the city, and if he would have realized that the city was within his tchum, he never would have wanted to be kona his shvisa except with the members of the city in the city. Therefore, gam ata, even now, hareyu ke'echad nibnei ha'ir, he gets a din of one of the members of the city, lahaluch es kula, to walk the whole city, v'lios lo apayim l'kol ruach, and to have 2,000 amos in all directions from the city. Umikomakom yesh bazel chumr gamkin. Even though it's certainly a leniency that we give him the tchum of the city where he was headed, and he can walk 2,000 amos from the city, so although there is a certain aspect of leniency, still there is a chumra as well. Shu mafsid mitzadze b'mokom shu yoshev. He's going to lose the 2,000 amos in the opposite direction of where he's sitting now. She'en lo mishom shir alpayim. He will not have in that direction 2,000 amos from where he is here. Kevan shenechshav ke'echa b'bnei ha'ir. Since he gets a din of the members of the city, he gets the complete din of the members of the city that he can go 2,000 amos in all direction, even in the direction where he is right now, so he'll lose out on the tchum in the opposite place of where he is now, that he will not be able to go there. He can only go 2,000 amos from the city. V'nira pashit, and it seems obvious, v'chol zeke sherotze achshav leilech lo'ir u'letavaso hikilu alav. It's pasha that all this is where he still wants to go to the city, and it will benefit him to have his tchum with the members of the city. But if he wants to really remain in the place where he was kona shvisa, where he was when Shabbos started, so harishus biyodo, certainly that is his right, that he could be kona shvisa and stay for Shabbos in this place and have 2,000 amos from here. So really he has two options. He can choose to go to the city on Shabbos. Since he started off Shabbos in the tchum of the city, he can go into the city and follow the rules of the tchum of the city, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Or he could decide to stay right over here and follow the tchum of the place where he was and go 2,000 all 2,000 amos in all directions from where he was when Shabbos started. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mechaber said, but if he did not have in mind to go to this Medina, Rotzalomar Ir, meaning to the city, so then he's automatically Kana Shvisa B'mekomo, he gets his Shvisa where he is right now, Sivkot and Dalin. V'afibu im lo niskaven likno Shvisa kan, even if he did not have Kavana to be Kona his Shvisa over here, Kigon, for example, Shaya Yoshin B'ben Ashmashos, he was sleeping during Ben Ashmashos, U'bishabbos K'shen Ninar, and on Shabbos when he woke up, Motza Atzmo Shu B'sol Tchum Ha'ir, he found out that he was in the tchum of the city. Still, he does not get a din of the members of the city. Since he never had in mind mitchila to go into the city, over here, like we'll see more about this in the simon afterwards. So to summarize, the chiluk the Mechaber is making is what his plan was. If he planned to go into the city, that's where he was headed, and then he accidentally fell asleep on the road and he happens to be within the tchum, so if he wants, we'll give him the tchum of the city. But if he was not planning on going into the city at all, and it just turns out that he fell asleep in a place that's within the tchum of the city, then he does not get the option of becoming a member of the city. He's kone shvisa right here, so much so that when he goes 2,000 amos towards the city, and if it ends those 2,000 amos in the middle of the city, he cannot walk the rest of the length of the city. Sivkotan hey, bechatzia ir, avalim kolim halpayim besofa ir, but very important point. The Mechaber said if the tchum of 2,000 amos from where he is now ends in the middle of the city, he can't go past the middle of the city. That's because the 2,000 amos ran out. But Zakhtim Mishabura, in Kolom HaLpayim B'Sofayir, the 2,000 amos run out only after the city, so then he gets a special leniency. Kol Ha'ir Eino Nechshav Lo Ela Ka'ar B'Amos. Then the whole city that's within his tchum all counts as only for amos. Mahalech gam chutz lo'ir atashlem midas alpayim in mekom shivsaso, and then he can walk additional areas beyond the city that completes his 2,000 amos. Kemoshin is bar b'simin tovches. Like we'll see more about this in simin tovches. So again, if he was kona shvisa outside the city, he has 2,000 amos in all directions. If the 2,000 amos in the directions of the city ends anywhere in the middle of the city, he stops right there, and we count every amma in the city towards the 2,000 amos. But if he happens to have ashkacha, that the 2,000 amos in the direction of the city goes through the entire city beyond the city, then we count the whole city, which might be 1,000 amos, as only 4 amos, and he gets an extension of his tchum beyond the city till he reaches the full amount of 2,000 amos. Sivkotan Vav, the Rambam said, so not only if he didn't plan to go to the city, does he kona his shvis in the place where he started off Shabbos, but hu adin, if he had in mind to enter the city, but he said shvisasi b'mekomi, so that will also get the din that he's kona shvis in the place where he was and not like the members of the city. Says the Mishabura, imhaya b'daito, even in the case of the Reisha, where he had in his mind to enter the city, mikom makom still lo mahani lios ke'echad mibnei ha'ir, he will not be able to be like one of the members of the city, ela bedafka shalohotzi beferish bepiv shekona shvisa b'mekomo. Only specifically if he did not speak out the words with his mouth that he's being kona shvis in the place where he is right now. Ela b'machshava was only in his thoughts. So then we said if it was only in his thoughts, so he gets a din of the bnei ha'ir. Avalim omar came b'feirish b'piv, but if he said explicitly with his mouth, ben ha'shmashos, during ben ha'shmashos, shvisasi b'mekomi, I want my shvisa to be in the place where I am now, after b'tchila, even though from the beginning, Kishaya Baba Derech, when he was traveling on the road, Hoya Bidaito Likones Lir, he in fact had in his mind to go into the city. V'amiraso Ato Hoya Gamkein Rak Mipnei Shelo Hoya Yodea Sheir Smuchalo. And the only reason why he said his Amira at all that Shvisasi B'Mekomi is because he did not realize that the city was so close. Mikomokom Kvar Okar Bezesh Shvisaso Me'an Shehir. Still, by saying those words with his mouth, he has uprooted his Shvisa from being with the members of the city, the Ainlo Elo Alpayim Mimokom Shvisasa, and he will only have the 2,000 amos from the place of a Shvisa. So it comes out, there are two scenarios in which he will only get the Mokom Shvisa of where he is right now. Number one is if he was not traveling to the city in the first place, so then he's forced into the Shvisa of where he is right now. And number two, even if he was headed towards the city and that was his plan, but he spoke out with his mouth, Shvisasi Mimokomi, even though it was betos, because he didn't realize that he was so close to the city, but then he loses the right to be like the Bnei Ha'ir, and he's Kona Shvisa in that place, and he has 2,000 amos in all directions. That concludes Simen Tov. Emet Hashem, tomorrow we will do Simen Tov Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.